This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For 2 weeks in 1976, the billowing white canvas of the running fence wove its way from Katahdin to the Pacific shoreline. 24 miles long and 18 feet high, it was the biggest art project the Bay Area has ever seen, the result of a four-year process, and was filmed for a 1978 documentary by David and Albert Maysles, which in turn had a big impact on a young student in Germany, Wolfram Hissan.
After I've seen that film, I said to myself, this is just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and either I'm going to make movies like the Running Fence film, or I'm going to do art like Christo and Jean-Claude. To me, The Running Fence is a very dear project because that was, in my own personal biography, such an important moment.
Thus inspired, Hissan not only became a documentarian himself, but worked with the creators of The Running Fence, Christo and Jean-Claude, filming several of their subsequent projects. Last year, though, he turned his attention back to their Northern California endeavor, capturing impressions and memories from a third of a century earlier in the film that became The Running Fence Revisited. He says almost everyone was quite willing to be interviewed.
You would ask them a question, and then they would say, well, I would not know what to say. And the next moment, they would give you the most precise answer you could ever imagine. That was something that really impressed me.
The world may recall the images of the fence, Hissan says, but for the people involved, it was the relationships it created that were the most important outcome.
Christo and Jean-Claude, they were also interested in the life of the ranchers. It was not only that they wanted to rent their land to put up a temporary art project, they wanted to know more about the lives of those people.
So as a part of his series of visits here to gather footage for the film, Hissan helped organize a reunion of everyone involved late last summer in Bloomfield.
People were very interested in seeing them, and I thought it would add a lot to the film to have Christo and Jean-Claude come back and revisit Sonoma and Marin County, revisit the site of the fence, and then give this reunion where I would say there was maybe 150 people who came. And it was wonderful how it made everyone so happy to see Christo and Jean-Claude again. And it's very sad that 2 months later, Jean-Claude passed away.
It was due to the relationships they built, the mutual respect that developed, that the Running Fence was successfully completed, Hissan believes, because for many of the 59 farmers and ranchers whose lands it crossed, the project became more a matter of principle than art.
Many of them maybe did not even understand before they saw it what would happen on their land. But once they saw it, they all loved it. In the beginning, to give Christo and Jean-Claude the approval to do it on their land had to do basically with the idea it is the land of the ranchers and they can decide on their land what to do. But then when they saw how beautiful it is, they saw the aesthetics in it, they understood also art does not necessarily need to have an excuse or a reason to be done.
The Running Fence Revisited debuted at the Smithsonian American Art Museum in Washington, D.C. last April. It gets its California premiere at the Union Hotel in Occidental tonight. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.